up until the bombing, the bulk of the students really didn't know who to believe. They tended to believe the few radicals who were pretty good orators, among other things, and probably pretty courageous people too, although I'm sure some of them had their own games that they wanted to play. But and the country as a whole was so unused to this kind of divisive situation that a lot of official responses to rallies and things like that were really overdone. And we had events such as in 1967, where the Dow Chemical riots took place. We had other riots about that time. But in other words, up until the bombing, the bulk of the students thought that these radical leaders, who were really relatively few compared to all of them, all of the students, were Robin Hoods, with no weapons and so forth, facing a brutal and very well armed establishment. Well, then when the bombing took place, immediately after that, a woman whose name I don't remember now if I ever knew, who was editor, as I recall, of the Cardinal, got on the radio, and she said, by the time she was on the radio, it was already known that this one fellow had been killed in the bombing. And she got on the radio, and she said in the most callous way, this is war. Of course people get killed in war. Too bad. The students were appalled. Mm-hmm. All over the nation, not just here in Madison, but all over the nation. The students who had taken the leadership among other young, the young leadership of the revolutionary movement as Robin Hoods, suddenly saw them as the face of evil as well, so that that didn't change their opinion of the establishment, it changed their opinion of the former Robin Hoods, and it killed the student movement, the student revolutionary movement all over the country.